This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein explains the significance of the synagogue.
Most synagogues look much like other buildings, with one notable distinction. You will not find any sculptures or paintings depicting the human form, which is considered a graven image and forbidden in the Ten Commandments. You'll likely find Jewish symbols, such as the Star of David and the menorah, incorporated into the decor. The sanctuary faces in the direction of Jerusalem, and windows are generally placed such that worshipers can gaze outside, inspired by God's creation. What truly transforms the building into a holy synagogue, though, are the Torah scrolls, Genesis through Deuteronomy. The scrolls are stored in an ark, and they are generally decorated with some variation of a silver crown, a breastplate, and a small silver balls, all reminiscent of the adornments used by the priests during the time of the tabernacle. In the front is the bima, or raised platform. It serves as the place where the Torah rests as it is read, where the ark is stored, where the rabbi delivers his sermon, and where the shofar is blown on Rosh Hashanah. And if you look up, somewhere above or in front of the ark, you will see the Ner Tamid, or eternal light. This perpetually lit lantern hangs in the synagogue to symbolize the light that glowed in the ancient sanctuary, according to Exodus chapter 27. It is a tangible reminder of the eternal omnipresence of God and of His presence among His people.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.